a memorable race, the Everest itself, and well, the scenes afterwards, Jim, were amazing, and no doubt the emotion for Peter and Paul Snowden was great to see, and Peter's been good enough to join. We've woken him up probably bright and early on a Sunday morning.
I don't reckon we have. That's the scary thing.
Peter, good morning. Firstly, congratulations on a fantastic training effort with this horse. 12 months ago, I think no one would have thought that today we'd be talking to you as a trainer of, well, arguably, unofficially, the world's best sprinter. Good morning, Peter.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. It's tremendous thrill, mate. It was all emotion, hard work, excitement, relief. You name it, we had it all yesterday, but that last 200 metres was just very, very special. I'll never forget it.
For all your success at a racetrack, Peter, has there been anything better in your career than yesterday?
I don't think so, Jimmy. It was, as I said before, it was a lot of everything, but I think the build-up to that race was, I've never seen anything like it. To me, the Slipper's always been the greatest race in New South Wales, and Melbourne has the Melbourne Cup, and we have our Slipper, and it's really promoted well, and you get a... I really feel the last 2 weeks of that. It's very hard. It's a lot of pressure, a lot of strain, and you sort of, it's a really tough couple of weeks. But this week, it's just been unbelievable. The amount of hype around and the amount, it was just kept gathering momentum every day. And when you've seen the field, I went over the field 50 times and doing form and trying to work out, and you think there's so many good horses in this race. And he could win, and even though I was really happy with our bloke, Paul and I, we spoke about it, just, you know, this horse has never been any better, but is it good enough to beat these sort of horses? Like, you're not just one or two, you've got 12 good chances, 11 good chances there, so we didn't underestimate any horse there, and we took respect to every horse there, and we had a plan, our first plan just worked out brilliantly. We really wanted Hootson to lead just to cart us along, but just set a pace, everyone would back off, and hopefully we could get a couple of furlongs, which Jeff Lloyd really did exactly what we wanted him to do. We eased off from the half mile to the corner, just gave us a couple of furlongs rest, and that gave him a full tank of juice when he topped the rise, and he let down. It was just so good to see him kick away and beat a star, set a field as well as he did.
Pete, could you watch every stride of that last 200? Because there's so much at stake, isn't it? And he made that dash. He'd got a couple of lengths in front, but then you could see Vega Magic coming. You could see Brave Smash coming. The grey horse Chichaka was weaving through. Could you dare to look those last 200 metres, Pete?
I was watching them all. I could see him. But what I liked about it is when he came on top of the rise, he's the last one to come off the bridle. I thought if he's travelled that well, he's got to find a kick here, and he's just learned to get tough now. And that's the key to him. He's just learned to be tough. Tour of Radio months ago, he was just a 1,000-metre whippet, but now he's learned to relax and reserve himself, but really have a good crack when it comes push time. And that was evident yesterday. I thought he held him really well. And as you say, you know, the best sprinters in the land, you know, the best finish in the land were in that race. So they're to run him down, and they couldn't yesterday. So hats off to Red Zell.
Is that the key to the horse, Peter? He always had brilliant speed, but this time last year he was showing glimpses that he was starting to learn how to be a racehorse in Melbourne last spring. But this year he's just gone ahead in leaps and bounds. Has that been the key, that he's learned how to race?
Absolutely. I just think he's a professional now. He's got brilliant gate speed. Even, you know, watched the race a few times now, and he just out of the gates, he's just so quick. And there's no need to push. All you do is just let him stride for the first furlong and a half. He's got that natural gate speed that puts him up on the bridle easily. And the rest of the horse is fine. It's difficult to stay in touch, so he gets that soft lead all the time. But he can sustain a good gallop. But in himself too, he's learned to relax. If he goes a couple of furlongs and just ease back, he'll just come back underneath you. And just, even though it's a good cruising speed for him, it's very comfortable. And when you're asking to quicken, he sprints off that now. Just so good to watch yesterday. Just unfolding exactly how we wanted it to be, and just to see it come off as well as it did, it was just a huge relief for Paul and I.
As a student of the racing game, when you see the barrier that Red Zell drew, and you see the racing pattern that he has, and you see the racing pattern of some of the other horses that perhaps didn't draw so well, did you think the impact of the rail being out 6 metres was significant, Pete?
Possibly, Jimmy. You look at it. I thought the track raced extremely well. I thought there was no bias. It was inside outside. They're coming from back front. There's good genuine pace on. They were true run races, and I thought the track played particularly well. And I don't believe it had a bearing. I know the conjecture, the back markers, it does make it a bit hard. But look at the race. I think the field size being 12 was a great idea. It doesn't make for a race where it's a big, just everyone seemed to find the spot pretty comfortably. Vive and Vega Magic, he had a, his run was very good. He was the second line back, three pairs, but he had cover. So it really, every horse had a chance to do its best. It's just a great race. When you watch it over again, there's some great runs in the race. I don't think any got any favours. We did the work and still finished off a one, so I think we deserved the win. And but there was good runs behind it, but I think it was, it looked pretty instant free to me, and I don't think there's any bias there at all.
Hey, Pete, there's a lot of synergies in the win because obviously two of your biggest backers are the Triple Crown boys, Michael and Chris Ward, with their syndication business, and James Harron took out the slot. So it was a win-win for them and the stable.
Yeah, it was so good. That was when James... Actually, James, he identified him after Dunham 10,000. He said he's going to make this like an Everest horse. And I said to him, I said, I don't believe he's... Like the Everest, they were talking after the Winter Carnival from Brisbane about it. And I thought, well, I didn't believe he was worthy of a spot. I thought he's a good horse, but he's just, is he that good to win a race like that? And he jumped on there and he said, well, we've got a slot. And he said, I'm pretty keen to keep it with our horse and to see whether he's that sort of a sprinter or not that good with Pariah. And then when we thought after the up-and-coming that we'll probably be looking for a bit further or we might wait for the and tip him out again, he jumped straight on board then and said, look, I'm prepared to talk to the boys and give them this lot. And we really at that time wanted to, some direction with him because we were, had planned to go to the Moya. And but once I got wind that James was interested, mentioned to the boys, and it happened really quickly then. They gave me the plan to do what we did yesterday. So everything just sort of kept falling into place. And with James being part of the stable, a big part of the stable, it was just a great fit. That we're all just one big happy family with a big result yesterday.
It's funny you mentioned that, one big happy family, Pete, because a lot of people, there was a raised eyebrows when a number of years ago you left Darley, you left Godolphin and chose to train with Paul. And you obviously had faith in what he could do. Do you think this performance yesterday, this what you were able to achieve yesterday with Paul, and you had that special moment afterwards, do you think that's that they're the reasons why you did what you did?
I think it's every day, Jimmy. I get that feeling.
Yep.
You know, it's, to be able to work with the family is so good. Like, it's just an exceptional thing. And then you don't, you know, some people are lucky enough that it happens with, but quite often families go in different directions when they leave home. Paul stuck with me and worked with me my whole life, so it's just been a great ride. But that, you know, that feeling I get it every day we come to work, so it's something we both love to do, and to be able to work together every day is such a big thing. But getting results like that is just top, it's just icing on the cake, and having Lynn there and Lisa and Dave, so it was just a huge day for everyone, and it's, and even our stable, like it's a family environment. We have barbecues, we'll have celebrations, not only just these sort of days, even we're going through a quiet time, we'll have a get together just to keep morale up, and it's racing's like that, it's up and down, it's good and bad days for everybody. So but it's, you know, our family, our owners are close. You know, I had many texts last night and this morning from everywhere, from clients in Switzerland, Hong Kong, Ireland, Newmarket. Wow. So it's just so good. I just feel so blessed to have the people around me that we have.
No, it was great scenes yesterday, and congratulations, Pete. Just quickly, Pete, Redzel Manicato?
I think we might wait for the Darley Classic. I think that's just a better fit. It's 4 weeks away, so time-wise, it's just perfect. You can have an easy week this week. Mind you, he looks $1 million this morning. He's bright as a button. I think he thinks he's won something special. Normally he's got a spark in his eyes, but he thinks he's pretty good this morning.
Well, he has.
Great scenes yesterday, Pete.
And so have you and Paul and all the connections and all the team. Congratulations. Always great with your time on a Sunday morning, Pete. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys.
Peter Snowden, trainer of Redzel, who, if you want to go to the Darley Classic, is $8, second favourite behind, well, it's probably fifth favourite. There's Chautauqua, Redkirk Warrior, She Will Reign, and Vega Magic, all $7 favourites there.